The elusive British graffiti artist Banksy has taken to the streets of New York this month, tagging buildings throughout the city. Last week, we brought you the story of his fans, who've been on the hunt early each day to find his latest creation.
The plan every time is you just kind of go and hope you run into it before anybody else does. So it really is just like kind of luck.
It's a treasure hunt every day. Who doesn't love a treasure hunt?
I'm in Ishmael and Robert Dunning, just two of the many fans scouring the city for the latest Banksy. But what if the artist, whose work is sold at auction for more than $1 million, chooses your address and your wall for his canvas?
I was actually screaming with excitement. And my sister said, "Who's Banksy?"
That's what happened to Kara Tabachnik. Banksy graffitied her family's building in Williamsburg last week. So tell us what it looks like.
There's a covered window where the basement windows used to be, and it has a brick archway over it that resembles a bridge. And he had stenciled two sort of geishas walking over the bridge. One is holding an umbrella, and one is holding a fan. And then in the bottom left, there's a tree that spreads out that almost touches the women. It really is a beautiful piece, and they're stenciled through the brickwork.
Like these two black silhouettes are crossing the bridge.
Exactly.
Now, what does this mean for you, though? Are people flocking to the building? I mean, do you have a kind of daily audience for this work?
Well, it all started with about 500 people gathering at the building on the morning the Banksy was painted, and a panicked text from my father, who has a business in the bottom of the building, saying, "Our building got Banksy'd, and there's a crowd gathering outside. What do we do?"
Banksy'd, like, as a verb. You've been Banksy'd.
It has become a verb.
So what does that mean for you? I mean, your first instinct was to what? Protect it? Paint it over? I mean, what was the thinking?
We're still figuring out what it means. Our first instinct was to protect it, but we didn't understand or realize that of all the people that love and appreciate Banksy, there's another cohort of people that are out there to destroy him. On the first day of the unveiling, we can call it the unveiling, we had somebody come and spray paint over the painting, and the crowd assembled had attacked the spray painter and knocked him to the ground. And we were able to rescue the spray paint because it happened so quickly with alcohol swabs. We were able to take off the spray paint over the painting. But that sort of introduced us to the understanding that, wow, there's going to be a lot of people out here, and they're going to go to many, many lengths to try and destroy this painting.
So you've had to play host, protector, and restorer. I mean, what's been involved here? Security guards, gates?
We called the police. I mean, we didn't really know what to do. And so we decided to just have somebody we knew from the neighborhood stand outside. Then we had a regular roll-down garage metal gate put up on the wall. So it's only raised, I guess, for right now, for viewing hours. It's at this point, I mean, it's almost like its own little street side museum.
Now, you could also make a lot of money off of this. I mean, as we mentioned, a Banksy mural sold this past summer for $1.1 million. Although at the same time, Banksy himself, he said, "For the sake of keeping all street art where it belongs, I'd encourage people not to buy anything by anybody unless it was created for sale in the first place." Where does that leave you?
It leaves us in a sticky place. It's almost... he's putting artwork on our wall that now we're expected to either protect or let it be destroyed, and we can't sell it. And we don't necessarily want to sell it. We don't really know yet, but I have been approached by a gallerist, and this is something that this gallery specializes in. They could come and take down the wall, put it up for auction, and that could be the route that we go. It puts us in a conundrum. I mean, we truly believe that this art is for the public, but we're also not equipped to serve the public's needs.
Well, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Kara Tabachnik, a building owned by her family, was tagged by the artist Banksy.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.